The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's likely we've all noticed that Christmas is coming. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and even Giving Tuesday are now but a memory, and likely our pocketbooks have begun to be just a bit lighter. Stores are decorated with sky-high Christmas trees and ornaments as big as small children. The Hallmark Channel has begun showing a never-ending series of Christmas movies. Inflatable Santa Clauses and Rudolphs are popping up in our neighbors' yards. The tree is even up in our sanctuary, and we give thanks for the Altar Guild and all the other elves who have decorated this place, and they are truly beautiful. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. But did you notice that our gospel text today actually takes place right before the plot to kill Jesus? The text speaks of the second coming with graphic descriptions of cosmic destructions. There's not a single mention of the first coming. We are told not to prepare for the first coming of Jesus, but to beware the end of the world. We don't have a baby Jesus this morning, but a pretty serious adult Jesus on our hands. Isn't it odd that our first Sunday in Advent doesn't match the beginning of the Christmas season that's going on outside these doors? If it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, why didn't we read today about baby Jesus? Why is the church during Advent seemingly out of sync with the rest of the world? Imagine, if you would, a picture, a photograph taken of a child on a playground swing, just at the peak of the swing. The child is high up in the air. There's a big smile on her face. Her legs are straight out and her pigtails are blowing in the breeze. Is she at the end of her swing going up, or the beginning of her swing going down? Or is she suspended in time, waiting in between the going up and the coming down? Is Advent a beginning or an ending? Or perhaps Advent is a time when our beginnings and our endings can no longer cleanly be distinguished. We often say that being a Christian is like living in the in-between. We know that Jesus has come into our lives, yet we still wait for the second coming. Jesus is already here, but not yet. So what do we do in this in-between time? Jesus doesn't promise us perfect lives in the in-between. Instead, our lives in between can be uneventful, or maybe unpredictable, or at times even tumultuous. Sometimes our lives may feel like the apocalyptic setting described in the text, especially if we happen to live through the fires in Paradise, California, or if our family was impacted by the shooting at the Galleria Mall in Hoover, or if we're one of those 15,000 workers laid off at General Motors this week. We here today may be facing the darkness of broken families or illness. We may have exams looming in front of us, bullies, jobs that slip right through our fingers, an empty place at our table, or maybe even doubts about our faith. We may be filled with fear and foreboding, distress and confusion. Everything we know and love may have been shaken to the core. In the midst of this time, during this in-between time, Jesus tells us to wait. Jesus points us to the fig tree. Jesus tells us to wait for the leaves to burst forth. Jesus tells us to wait for the fullness of time, for the time when the world will be redeemed. Jesus tells us to wait for life. But waiting can be crazy hard. It seems to be a senseless time when nothing seems to be happening. We wait in airports, sometimes for hours and hours and hours for airplanes to come. We wait on highways for that car in front of us to move. We wait for a new job, for a medical procedure, for a birthday. Waiting can be like dead time. It's that in-between time when nothing seems to be happening. Have you noticed that medical offices and hospitals, Department of Motor Vehicles, even hair salons and car repair places, they all have waiting rooms, designated places for us to sit and wait. Have you seen what people do now in waiting rooms? We don't spend time getting to know each other. We don't chat with the guy at the desk about the weather. Few of us bring books or knitting to pass the time. Instead, so many of us play on our phones. Watch sometime. Lots of people will have their heads bent over a phone, texts, Facebook, news feeds, email, words with friends, videos of cute baby animals. It's just waiting, 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 and nothing is happening. It's just killing time. But Jesus tells us clearly today what we should do in this in-between time, in the waiting. Jesus calls us to be grounded, like the fig tree, rooted in the earth of Christ. That fig tree may look dead. Those branches may be barren of leaves, but we are to be confident that the leaves will sprout forth. When others grow weary and faint in the wait, when cosmic turmoil rages through our families and our lives, Jesus calls us to stand up, raise up our heads, and to trust that God will save us. No one said that it will be easy. So Jesus calls us to pray for strength. Finally, we're called to watch, to be alert for Christ when he comes, not only in a future time, but now. And when we see Christ, we are to tell others and show others where we see Christ, letting God work through us to love others. As Advent begins again this year, we're called to do more than sit idly by and wait, killing time. Each of us can bring a candle and break through the darkness for someone, or we can accept the candle that someone brings to us. In September of 2017, 30 members of the very, very small West Robeson United Methodist Church heard about the Hurricane Irma evacuees making their way north to escape the storm. They set up a station at the first rest stop just inside the South Carolina-North Carolina border. They had with them a few hot dogs, some bottled water, and they posted a sign saying, "Free food and water for evacuees." Word of what they were doing spread quickly through social media. The station was very quickly overwhelmed with donations of food, hygiene kits, water, money. People from other congregations even came out to help them. Over 1,000 people escaping Hurricane Irma received help that day. Why in the world did that tiny church feel compelled to give out hot dogs at a rest stop? You see, members of that very small church had lost everything themselves back during Hurricane Matthew. They had personally been through the darkness. A time of seemingly cosmic destruction had overwhelmed their own lives. It was a time when hope seemed lost, a time when they didn't know where Jesus was. So that teeny tiny congregation prayed constantly for strength to escape the things taking place. They stood firm and raised their heads in confidence, knowing that God would be with them. They waited for that leaf to sprout on that seemingly dead tree. Then they accepted Christ's care and love for them, offered by others. It was then their time to reach out and help another in this waiting, in this in-between time. So go on out this week, shop the Christmas sales, drive all around the neighborhoods and look at the Christmas lights. Watch a tearjerker or two on the Hallmark Channel. But don't only wait for Christmas. Look for Christ. Be Christ. Christ promises to be with us now.